Shopify grows your business no matter how far or big you grow. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling your fans' next favorite shirt or an exclusive piece of podcast merch, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/income, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/income now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in.
You are listening to the Next Best Picture podcast, and this is my interview with the director for The Fall Guy, David Leitch.
That's me, Colt Sievers, and this is my hero's journey.
We just start from the top.
Okay, I'm not the hero of this story. I'm just a stunt guy. Trying to look cool in front of the director of this movie. That's her, who I just so happen to have a major crush on.
We need to keep it super profesh.
Cool. Do you want to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
Making out?
Yeah.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
There's just one little wrinkle.
The star of the movie,
Tom Ryder,
is missing. We need you to find him.
Why me?
You're a stuntman. No one's going to notice whether you're here or not. No offense.
I mean, some taken.
Tom?
Full disclosure, he has fallen in with some shady people.
Just checking in on you.
And they're not going to like you sniffing around.
All right, I'm Matt Negley with Next Best Picture. David, thank you so much for coming back on the show again, man.
Oh my God, good to see you, Matt.
You too, man. I am so excited for you for this movie, mostly because it's a love letter to part of the art form that I think all of us love, but yet at the same time, it feels so underappreciated, and that is stunts in general, man. Like, you've lived this, you've breathed this, and now it's like finding a way into your storytelling in a way that's so overt that at this point in your career, I'm just curious, like, what does it mean to you to be able to get to this point where you were able to craft this love letter in this way?
It means a lot. You know, this movie's really personal, and it feels great that it's getting the reception that it is and that people see with the intention, and that we wanted it to be a love letter to the stunt community. We wanted it to be a love letter to the movies we like to go to see in the cinema, like the popcorn movies, right? You know, there's like action and comedy and romance, and like, so really ultimately we wanted it to be like a celebration of like fun commercial movies and that don't always get the recognition, whether it's because of stunts or whether it's because it's like, well, that's not the type of thing that, you know, we would give recognition to, but it's the thing we all enjoy. And so I had two great actors as collaborators who are incredible dramatic actors that felt the same way, and they leaned in and they brought these characters to life that you just root for, and allowed us to have a lot of fun in that world.
Yeah. And they represented the film also too so well on the Oscar stage together. Yes. When they did that tribute to stunts. I'm curious to know, because I talked with your buddy Chad Stahelski about this last year for John Wick Chapter 4. Are you having conversations with the Academy too with regards to getting stunts recognized by the Oscars?
I'm just a stunt guy!
This is insane, man.
We got drugs, bad guys, and murder.
What's an ice crime?
Are you saying ice cream or ice crime?
Ice crime.
Okay, it's just with your accent, it's hard. I'm not reporting an ice cream.
Yes, no, I get that.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot. The discussions inside the Academy have been going on for a long time. And so that's not anything new that Chad may have brought to light, in that there's been members of the Academy like Jack Gill, legendary stunt coordinator, Greg Smirs, Melissa Stubbs, they've all been working internally. And in fact, they're ones that got a lot of us into the Academy via the members at large branch because the stunts don't have a branch inside. That being said, there's a lot more momentum inside right now because casting got their own branch. And I think that there's a lot of positivity surrounding the messaging of like stunt performers need to be recognized as the artists that they are and the action that they create. And I think that's what we're focusing on is like, it's not about the best stunt. It's about we are action designers. We are stunt designers. We are creating sequences that are, you know, we're filmmakers, just like costume is designing costumes and just like hair is designing hair. And by the way, and it's all happening. And I do think, you know, judging by the Academy, you know, putting together or letting us present that piece that 87 North produced really shows good faith of like we're working in the right direction, and hopefully in the near future, you know, we can have something like Casting His. We'll have an announcement that maybe there's an award.
To all of our listeners of the Next Best Picture podcast, we know you love movies. We do too. Do you like going to the theater? Well, Regal Unlimited just makes sense. Regal Unlimited is the all-you-can-watch movie subscription pass that pays for itself in just two visits. See any standard 2D movie anytime with no blackout dates or restrictions. When you want to watch a movie in a premium format like 4DX, IMAX, RPX, or ScreenX, your Regal Unlimited membership gets you into those premium experiences at a reduced cost. And with Regal Unlimited, you won't just save money on tickets. You'll also save on snacks. Members get 10% off on all non-alcoholic concession items. So if you're planning to see two movies this month, just two, you need to join Regal Unlimited. Sign up now in the Regal app or on regmovies.com/unlimited. That's regmovies.com/limited. And you can tell them Next Best Picture sent you with the promo code /RegalNBP24. That's /RegalNBP24. I know cinephiles at large would also really, really love that. Talking about the stunts of your latest film, curious to know, is there a particular stunt in this movie that in your prime as a stuntman yourself, even you would be like, I don't know. I don't know if I would do
Oh, yeah, totally. There's plenty. So because there's so many high-level stunts in this movie, there were actually, you know, four or five doubles for Ryan on the film. You know, Logan Holiday, who's an expert driver, he breaks the world record for cannon rolls on the, and he breaks it in real life. He broke it on the film with 8.5 rolls. That's a stunt I would have never been asked to do. I mean, I was never known for my driving, but certainly no one's going to ask me to try to break the world record in cannon rolls. There's an incredible high fall by Troy Brown in this film, which is sort of a, like a lost art form. His dad, Bob Brown, was a prolific stunt performer who actually holds the world record for highest high fall. And he comes back and sort of brings that expertise to life. I could never do 165-foot high fall out of a helicopter. I have never done that in my stunt career. So there's plenty of stuff. There's a lot of stuff I would have done. I probably would have got hit by a car. You could have light me on fire. You could throw me down some stairs. I could do a hell of a fight scene. But I certainly wouldn't have been asked to do some of the stuff that we do in Fall Guy, because these guys are like the best at what they do.
Absolutely. I think that's fully on display here. When it comes to the actors themselves, was there any one in particular who really leaned into it, even against the advice of people saying, no, we got doubles for this. You don't need to do that.
In this film or in the past?
In this film.
In this film, we sort of set forth, like, I think early on, what was great about what we were doing was that we were going to celebrate stunts. And it was sort of like the mandate of the film. And we knew we were going to have to bring in experts in everything, specialists to create the big spectacle that Colt is. If Colt is the pinnacle of a stunt performer, we're going to have to bring in the best in the world to make him look like he's the best in the world. And so, you know, there was no one who was like bravado, like, I'm going to step in and do something crazy, like actor-wise, because it was like, you just wouldn't have been able to do it. That being said, Ryan, to keep the illusion alive as you do, he did some really big stunts of his own. There were so many stunts on this movie, there was plenty to go around. He does the Descender at the opening of the movie. That's him. It's a controlled stunt, but it's actually a scary stunt. You have to step off the ledge at, you know, 180 some feet and trust the rigging to fall free fall into a descender is not anything that most people can do. You know, it's a lot of trust. And then we're dragging him across the bridge at 5 a.m, 35 miles an hour. You know, that's a lot of trust. You're like, here, grab the shovel, and we're going to rip you across the bridge. So he's doing a lot of great stunts and well, and I think he stepped up every time we asked him, no questions asked. But he also stepped back and said, how do we make this the best movie about stunt people? And he knew what we were making.
This is an epic story. Of cosmic proportions.
Stunts!
The bad guys are closing in.
We're gonna hide you.
Nope. We're gonna beat the shit out of them.
I never forget a fist. I don't mean it like that.
Nothing like a good twist.
Who doesn't love a twist?
Let's make some trouble.
Get out of my head.
Stay alive.
No matter
what,
we're gonna beat the shit out of him.
No. I have a better idea.
You wanna die? Okay.
Maniac. Stuntman's crazy.
Your films have never been adverse to utilizing visual effects as a tool, not to necessarily replace, but to enhance a sequence or two. This film in particular, I've noticed you leaned so much more into, as you mentioned earlier, classic stunts of, like, you know, going back several decades, and this film really pays homage, but yet it also does blend in visual effects to help boost, you know, I would say, certain sequences. Was there ever a bit of a push and pull over, like, how much CGI do we use? Do we want to try to capture all in camera? Can you just tell me a little bit about conceptually how you envisioned this all coming together?
For this movie, there wasn't really much of a push and pull. Like, the mandate was, if we can do it practically, we will do it practically. And so we leaned in heavily. You know, the big car jump, the big high fall, the big car roll, the big... All the fire in the movie is practical. Truck crash, truck jump. I mean, it's all practical. The visual effects enhancement on that is sometimes rig removal of safety, you know, Ryan on the hood of a car or dragging him across the bridge, like wires that are safetying people, which is sort of great modern technology that we have that you can enhance. But you could do that scene on the bridge on a blue screen. You don't have to drag Ryan across the bridge at 40 miles an hour, but it wouldn't look as good, and you wouldn't feel it as much, and you wouldn't believe it as much. And so, because we're making a movie about a stunt person, the mandate was like 95% practical, 5%, you know, rig removal, and again, our visual effects team was behind it because that just makes their stuff look great too, you know. And if we do a VFX shot, they got to bake it into all this practical stuff that we did. And it just challenges them to make something even better. So Matt Stone, who was our VFX supervisor on this, did an incredible job.
We're gonna surround him.
And we beat the shit out of him.
Shit. One last stunt. Going down in a blaze of glory.
We need a big finale.
How many takes do you have of that?
I've got 5 takes.
Oh, so big.
Yeah. I think this film is going to become the, I think, just default, like, greatest movie about stunts. Like, when people ask, like, oh, what's the best movie about stuntmen, stunt industry, you know, filmmaking in general, I think this movie is going to be mentioned alongside that. When you think back on films that came before this, maybe you look towards them for inspiration, or maybe they just inspired you before making this picture. What would you say was, like, the de facto, this movie epitomizes stunts in general?
Hooper.
Ooh.
Hooper is probably the quintessential stuntman movie. And everyone from my generation, I mean, it's a lost movie. It's it's Burt Reynolds plays a stuntman. But for that generation in the 80s, that was... I mean, it's Hal Needham, who is a stunt man, who is Burt Reynolds' stunt man, who directed the movie. And Burt is playing basically a version of Hal. And it is a legendary movie about stunt people, and it has the same sort of joy in their job that Fall Guy does. Like, these people love making movies and they love doing stunts, and Burt Reynolds' character is like, just, he's not jaded. He's like, he knows he's got to take the licks and get back up, and but he's signed on for the gig, and he's doing it. And it's a really, it's a fun movie to revisit. If you guys get a chance to, go watch Hooper again, because that's another quintessential movie about stunt people. And it's a riot. It's fun. It's a blast.
Well, your movie is a lot of fun. Your movie is a blast. And also, too, I can feel the love coming through of this movie, man. So congratulations to you on it. And
thank you.
I hope it inspires a whole other generation of people to make their own classic action or stunt film. So hats off to you, man.
Thank you, brother. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Take care.
All right.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to my interview with the director for The Fall Guy, David Leitch, here on the Next Best Picture podcast. The Fall Guy will be released in theaters by Universal Pictures on May 3rd. You have been listening to the Next Best Picture podcast. We are proud to be part of the Evergreen Podcast Network, and you can subscribe to us anywhere where you subscribe to podcasts. Be sure to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and let us know what you think of the show. We really appreciate your feedback and your support, which you can also lend on over at Patreon. For $1 minimum a month, you'll get some exclusive podcast content from us. Thank you all so much for listening, as always, and we will see you all next time.
I'm Hannah.
And I'm Audrey.
We are a sister filmmaking duo
and co-hosts of Sleepover Cinema,
our show where we analyze the films that created the collective unconscious of the girls, gays, and theys of the late 90s and early 2000s.
Princess Diaries, The Cheetah Girls, Aquamarine, Cinderella, the one starring Brandy.
We haven't stopped thinking about these movies since we first saw them, and we want you to rewatch them
and review them with us.
Are these movies as bad as critics would have us believe?
Do we even care if they are?
We are always unpacking that very question on Sleepover Cinema.
Check out Sleepover Cinema wherever you get your podcasts or at evergreenpodcasts.com.
See you soon.